الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام. وقال تبارك وتعالى: واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today we all know, mashallah, the Hajj is going, Arafat, and the Wufud al-Rahman, all the armies of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, from where and where, in kulli fajjin amiq, different places. And the court show people travel almost their whole life to make it for Hajj. And then how they reach there, and that desire in the heart, Allah Ta'ala may give us all to see the house of Allah, to be present there. As Haji Khayyat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, our whole life we are making namaz and we say we are facing Qibla, we are facing the Kaaba. And now here's the Kaaba in front of you. And when you are saying I'm facing the Kaaba, that is, there were mountains in between, the seas were in between, jungles in between, and today Allah brought you and you are there at the Kaaba. What a great, great occasion. And just to see, to be at the church, to visualize, just to think of the Kaaba for us who are here, and to be there, and for those who are present there. And then Allah gave this honor only to this ummah that we make our tawaf. And as it came in the ash'ar, Allah made it so easy that 7 rounds, especially when you had the occasion and there isn't any crowd, and you are making tawaf right at the Kaaba, how long it takes? Not even 7 minutes, 10 minutes, hardly 10 minutes, and you make your tawaf. And if it takes 1 hour, if it's a bit more, but still, alhamdulillah, to have that great honor. So today and tomorrow morning, inshallah, Allah, let us all remember, and from our own, from the recesses of our heart, Allah give us tawfiq to read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. What an honor, the words are so wonderful. And to us, for us to have the opportunity to recite them, and to recite them in the Jamaatul Muslimin, with all the Muslims, mashallah, what Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. When you now come from, you leave Arafat. And here there is another great lesson for me and for all of us to learn. When we cannot leave the borders of Arafat before sunset. And you can't make your namaz, Maghrib namaz, neither in Arafat, neither on the way. And you can't, even if you reach, if you have the opportunity and you are in Muzdalifah, before Isha time, still you can't make your Isha. You have to wait for Isha. And then you make your Maghrib namaz. And you have a person who was so pabund on his namazes, on Takbir-e-Ula, he's in the masjid. One person, he went out in Jamaat, and they went for Gasht. While making Gasht, he's showing the Amir Sahib his watch. So he thought perhaps he wants to go to the masjid, toilet or something. So they came back. And then after that, he went into the masjid. He said, why you cut the gush short and you brought us back? He says, almost my life, I've heard the azan when I'm in the masjid. And not so a person who is like that, who makes his namazes like that, and now from he can't make his Maghrib namaz. It's already Maghrib time, and you are so conscious of your namaz. Yeah, it shows that deen is not according to what we would like or what we know, but deen is the command of Allah Ta'ala. What command of Allah, at which time to fulfill that command? That is deen. Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen. Similarly also is a masala that a person be making his farab namaz also. And he sees, for example, somebody is going to fall into a hole. Maybe he's a blind person, he doesn't know. At that time, it is farz to break your farz namaz and to go. So, even when your parents call you and you discern that there is a desperate need of your parents. And when once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called a sahabi and he didn't respond immediately, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, "What happened? I called you and you didn't respond immediately." He said, "I was busy with namaz." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Haven't you read the ayat of the Quran? That if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam calls you, respond immediately." So we have to do what Allah's command is. And what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants from us. And that is exactly what Allah wants. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great certificate Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi alayhi salatu. "May yuti'i rasul faqad ata'a Allah." That Allah says, who follows my rasul, he has followed Allah. He has followed me. And for somebody to say, with regard to any of his deputies or something, whatever he says, whatever he does, is I'm 100% with that. My full happiness is with that. It's a great certificate. It's a great sanat from that. Allah Ta'ala is giving that to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So, this is a great, great lesson that we have to take and we have to learn. That Amr Hal, the command of Allah at that time, what is it at that time to do that? Otherwise we make mistakes, Allah, we make istikhara also, we make mashura also, but for many things we make mistakes. What to give preference to at a time? My heart desires to do this, but what does Allah want from me at that time? That is something that a person, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and guide us to understand our deen and the command of Allah according to the time of it. To understand that, that is a great, great thing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who will know more the rights of the wife and the children, etc. A Nabi of Allah. But when Allah's command came, leave them in Makkah Sharif and you proceed. He didn't make mashura with them. He didn't tell them that this is now the command of Allah. He started proceeding immediately. And his wife, Hazrat Hajira, asked him, "Ila aina ya Sayyidi? Where are you going? You're leaving us alone here. Me, a woman, and a small child here. And in this valley, which a poet says in Urdu, jahan khauf bhi apne qadam rakhne se darti thi. Fear was also afraid to enter in that place. So, such a valley. That there was nothing there whatsoever, barren valley, and no food, no nothing, but Allah's command. So to understand the command of Allah, and that to come into us, in the world, there was first other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had direct contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then the greatest after them were the group of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And in them, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, how he understood the commandments of Allah ta'ala. The army of Usama radiallahu ta'ala, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had prepared that it must go. In the meantime, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the world. And Abu Bakr alone, in view of all the Sahaba, Hazrat Umar, who can have a more better Umar Farooq, who could make farak, who could distinguish between right and wrong, between better and best. That was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. All were, at that time, had a different view, but Hazrat Abu Bakr was the one man who stood so firm at that time, and he sent out all that. Against Musaylamatul Kadhab, he sent the army out. Against those people, Mani'in and Zakat, who were not, and he said that if they don't give a piece of string that is used to tie an animal or something, if they were giving so much, I will collect that also. I will collect. And at that time, at the same time, Hiraqal of Rome, he had prepared an army of 200,000 to come and attack Medina Sharif. At that time, and then what does Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? That if the wild animals have to come and eat my body, That I can tolerate. If they come and they eat the bodies of the Azwaji Mutahharat, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, that I can tolerate. But what for Deen, Ayan Qusuddin, wa Abu Bakr Hay, for Isfas, words also we can't say them properly. But that reality, that was for the Sahaba. That was for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. What was his maqam? Once when he was eating something, and then the slave told him, you always ask the source of the income of that. You didn't ask me. He asked me, what is the source? He said, it was, I used to say some saying in the days of Jahiliyyah, and that person paid me. Now, after many years, he paid me, and this is from there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala put his finger in his mouth and vomited all that out. Which today a doctor will tell you it's very dangerous for your health to do that, all that, to bring it up and to vomit. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said that haram is only fit for the fire of Jahannam. Allah make us maaf, Allah make us maaf. Today how we are living and what do we are involved, as Maulana was explaining, even when we are in Arafat, all the selfies and all the videos, etc. We are making tawaf. And for us here, our qurbani we are making. A super, so that we heard, mashallah, and so many, Allah reward the ulama, there are so many bayans they are making, so much it is coming on all the social platforms about the value and all the wonderful virtues Maulana read out now of the qurbani, but we go and spoil it. Shaitan, he doesn't sit still. He destroys us. Like once when one of our ustads explained to us that Shab-e Barat, the 15th of Shaban, which is an auspicious night, but in India, per there, the people get busy with bursting firecrackers. Now, what we are supposed to do, how many other things that we do all the wrong things at that time, and we destroy all that. So Allah Ta'ala, to get the proper understanding of deen is very, very important. And Allah in the same breath gives us also tawfiq when we read Surah Fatiha to give it little concentration. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the straight path. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people that you made in'am, you favored them. Min al-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. The path of those people. And we are saying ourselves, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And not those people who are gone as the Jews and the Christians particularly. Otherwise it takes on all the people who have gone astray. But unfortunately, we are dressed like them. We are behaving like them. We do everything like them. And we give preference to their things over our things. Over the things of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes that if a doctor tells you that this is harmful for you, we listen, it's harmful, don't bring it near me. Don't let me see it also. You're a diabetic and grapes are harmful for you, too much sugar. Or a banana is harmful for you. Doctor say, you say, don't let me see it also. I might get tempted. But what Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said is harmful for us, that we don't take it as harmful. We take Allah Ta'ala, give us that iman and that effort of iman that is required. Whether it's in the form of going out in Jamaat, where we hear all the time the talks of iman, we ourselves are saying about iman, whether now this qurbani, and if the reality comes as Maulana was reading, then the sacrifice is not just of the animal, but it is of our desires. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ. I saw in a dream, but it was a wahi, and he knew it was wahi from Allah Ta'ala. أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. I'm slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What's your opinion? What do you say about it? And he wasn't taking mashura, he was testing him. And he said, يَا بَتِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Do what you have been commanded. And just imagine, the son is also happy, I must be slaughtered. And according to Iqbal, the poet, he says that he told the father that you blindfold yourself and blindfold me also. That your love for your son as you are slaughtering must not overtake the command of Allah. Just do what you want to. Ibrahim al-Islam sharpens the knife and puts his might and force on it, but it wouldn't cut. And he says that had I put you on a rock, it would have cut the rock into two. And this delicate, fine material of the skin of a Nabi, it can't cut. So he says that the knife, so to say, said, must I listen to Khalil or must I listen to Jalil? Must I listen to what Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying? Or must I, Allah has commanded me not to cut. From there Allah Ta'ala give us the lesson to learn that anything and everything happens only by the knife doesn't cut. It's the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sometimes you drink water and you say, I'm drinking so much water, but my thirst not going. And sometimes you didn't drink water and you're not feeling thirsty. It's all by in the commander of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So to understand that always we have to do what is the command of Allah. Allah, give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq. We're still very, very far. And then about the qurbani now, that Allah let open our heart. Fatibu biha nafsa. Make yourself happy and make qurbani. Don't make it with a sore heart that after I have so much money and I'm sacrificing. Yeah, no, open your heart and make qurbani. And really the qurbani, even if it was in the ummats of before, the qurbani, whatever they sacrificed like that, it wasn't, they were not allowed to eat it. What was accepted, a fire will come and burn it out. And that is, you know, that it has been accepted. So like that even if we were not going to eat of it, we are looking forward to the lunch on each day with the fresh, in fact, immediately after qurbani, the kaliji, and all the things Allah has made delicious, and we look forward to it. And by the night, a braai or something, or the next day, or the weekend, but even if that wasn't there, that you just have to slaughter, and you just have to give away everything. Then too, fatibu biha nafsa. Allah make it that we open our hearts, and we say, and these animals are going to come on the day of Qiyamah. And with all their hooves, their horns, every part, and it will be weighed on the scales. And then and Allah give us tawfiq also to me. We are so weak that the real life is the life of Akhirat. This dunya's life has overtaken us. We give preference to this life of dunya, whereas that is the real life. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and with that in our hearts, Allah Ta'ala puts it and brings that reality of Iman. So this qurbani also, a great ibadat. And we can only do it now in these days. After this, the opportunity is gone. And like Maulana has written, on behalf of our parents to make qurbani, on behalf of our small children to make qurbani. So it's not farz on them. And it's not farz to make that, but to have that feeling and open our hearts and make this qurbani. So wherever we are, and alhamdulillah, Allah's fadl, today the outward form of qurbani has taken shape. There was a time when there was like, and still in how many countries, you cannot slaughter. The most you can do is at an abattoir, you tell them to slaughter this animal for me. And you are not even present there. And how many countries you have, they just have to send away the qurbani money to other countries. Yeah, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, Manana Salim Thorat, Damat Barakatum, on one occasion came to make qurbani in Malawi, I think most probably it was, just for the reason that he can do the qurbani himself. And he can be part of qurbani. From the UK, he came specially for qurbani. Yeah, we can do it freely. And we can be part and parcel of it. Yeah, for us, alhamdulillah, the opportunity is there. And what's happening around in the country also, we must, Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect Islam, protect the Muslims. The enemy is working all the time, shaitan is working to stop all the practices of Islam. How many times we have complaints about the azan, etc. protests against Islam, against the Muslims, etc. So, alhamdulillah, and the more we will do what we have to do, Allah will open the way for us. So Allah Ta'ala, this Qurbani, our Takbir, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. And remember Allah in a few days which are of count. For especially in Mina, especially for the Hajis also, that in what Allah Ta'ala said, there are those people who remember Allah, especially the Arabs, and the history of their forefathers, they should say it in poetry, that how all their history. So Allah says, remember Allah like that. So in Mina, usually is a time like people, or the Haji also, normally we take it as a time of little rest. But there's a time to make the zikr of Allah, to be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And ashaddu zikra, it must be good, proper zikr. Usually, now everything is done, animals are slaughtered, I don't know now how it is, but in the days of before, then you have your animal with you also, and now you are busy cooking, etc. in Mina. The cooking, they should make arrangements. I don't think it's any more possible, all this now. But before it was like that. The people should cook their Qurbani animal also in Mina. So, and then people should get involved in all that. So anyway, this is these are great days, and they are just for a few days. And very, very important here, the third kalima that we were reading tomorrow, then is the 9th of Zulhijjah for us. And the fourth kalima, to try and read as much as possible the fourth kalima. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I and the Anbiya of before, all should read this, make this zikr, and spread the word. Let inform other people also. And by telling others, we get enlightened, we can become encouraged. So the fourth kalima as much as possible tomorrow. And yeah, make dua Allah, accept the hajj of all the hajjis, all the duas that they made there, everything Allah tabarak ta'ala give us. And Allah take us also for hajj, for umrah, for ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all in the ash'ar, the beautiful explanation of going from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and how Allah made the Kaaba the center of the earth, and Allah made Medina Sharif about 400 kilometers or so away from Makkah Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is resting in Medina Sharif. Allah grant us all these realities and grant us this opportunity. It's only here now. It's not going to come back. So the Qurbani, everything, Allah give us all full benefit, inshallah.